what's up this week from Do This Not That. This is our short episode where we break down what is going on this week that's interesting. We still have our Ask Us Anything a little later in the week. And then at the end of the week, we have our longer episode where we share new tactics and tips and stuff. So what is going on this week? Well, the world continues to try to get its arms around AI so that AI doesn't take over the planet. And we saw in Europe a few weeks ago that they passed the AI Act, the first real sweeping legislation anywhere in the world, but that's not even going to go into effect for another year. So our country, we can't get any legislation passed related to AI. That's going to be something that happens, I don't even know when. So right now, companies are taking it upon themselves to try to do things. So this week, YouTube has put something in place for all of its creators that it is requiring now that when you upload content, there's going to be a box that you either check or don't check that says that the video that you are uploading has been altered or has synthetic information in it that can seem real. And if you check the box, it means that it has that stuff. It has the AI stuff in your video. And when you do check the box, there'll be a label that actually shows up on your video that says altered or synthetic content. And I think this is awesome because I think this is the direction we need to head, that things will start to get labeled all over the place. And by the way, if you don't check the box, YouTube and Google, who owns YouTube, is going to be doing it for you. They're going to be using all their algorithms and things to be able to identify that it has been created using AI. So I think this label that's going to show altered or synthetic content is a really good thing on YouTube because we need something to be able to delineate what is real and what's not. Another interesting thing that's happening related to AI and legislation, this one's not funny, but it's funny. In Tennessee, they just signed a law. The governor just signed a bill into law that is really there to protect musicians and artists from unauthorized use by artificial intelligence. And the legislation is called, this is my favorite, it's called the Ensuring Likeness, Voice, and Image Security Act. What do those letters stand for? What do they add up to? Elvis, E-L-V-I-S. It is the Elvis Act. Come on, what's better than that? And in Tennessee, it's a big deal because there's over 60,000 jobs across the state of Tennessee that relate to the music industry. So protecting musicians and artists from AI, repurposing their content is important. But this is what we're headed. This is what happened with the world of email marketing. Back in the early 2000s, there was the Canned Spam Act, which was a very basic law related to email marketing. And since then, there's been no real federal legislation as it relates to email. And there's just a patchwork of a zillion different states with different data and privacy and email laws. And it's just because it's very hard to get federal legislation. So there's going to be a lot more state legislation as it relates to AI. And I think it's going to be on a lot of the companies individually that are dominating the internet to really put stuff out there to help get it under control. Other things that are going on this week is LinkedIn. LinkedIn is going to be releasing games. LinkedIn gaming is going to be a thing. TechCrunch confirmed that LinkedIn is working on a new games experience. It'll be doing so by tapping into the wave of puzzle mania, right? We all remember Wordle and all of that. There's going to be three games coming out, supposedly, called, one's called Queens, one's called Inference, and the other one's called Cross Climb. And it's really trying to jump on this whole gaming phenomenon. I know in my house, the game Connections, which is like the sister game to Wordle, that's being played and texted. We all text it to each other all the time, and I'm horrible at it. And the way it's going to work on LinkedIn is companies are actually going to get ranked based on how their employees do in the games. There's going to be leaderboards and stuff. So LinkedIn gaming is coming. Another interesting thing this week is that many of you may not realize, but April is a big month for emojis in email. Other than November and December, the biggest lift to email open rates, the percentage of how many people are opening up your emails, the biggest lift when you put an emoji in your subject line, November, December give you that biggest lift when you use emojis in your subject line. But after November, December, April is that biggest month, according to World Data Research, which is really cool because we have lots of different things. You have spring and you have Easter, you have April Fool's Day, you have all sorts of stuff. So this is actually applies for both business and consumer email marketing. So this is the month that if you aren't testing emojis, you should try them. I know some of you business marketers don't try it, but using a calendar emoji or using a checkmark emoji, you don't have to use a smiley face to get the benefit out of it. And always remember, it should be the first character in your email subject line. That's how you get the biggest boost. So what's going on with me this week? Well, let's see. What am I watching? What TV am I watching? No great reality stuff this week. So I just watched Lindsay Lohan's new movie, Irish Wish, which actually was the premiere of the number one movie on Netflix. And I'm very into how Lindsay Lohan is like back. She's doing okay. I was worried about her. She was crushing it when she was doing The Parent Trap and then Mean Girls. She was on top of the world. She totally fell apart. And then she came back like a year or so ago with this awesome Christmas movie calling Falling for Christmas, which I watched, which I thought was great. It was like a Hallmark movie, but it was on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, Falling for Christmas, great. Two thumbs up from Jay. And now she just came out with a new movie called Irish Wish, which again is like a Hallmark movie, and it was really good. Now, when I say really good, it wasn't like The Godfather really good, but hey, I like movies where nothing terrible happens, and I'm rooting for Lindsay Lohan. You don't care, but you should be on the Lindsay Lohan train, and so props to Lindsay Lohan. So that's what's going on this week. I hope you check out our Ask Us Anything a little later in the week, our longer episode at the end of the week. Give this thing a review. Why not? What are you actually doing right now? Just give it a review. Thanks for being here. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.